You're about to enter the burrow of the Jackalope Preservation Society. Welcome to the Jackalope Preservation Society podcast. The Jackalope Preservation Society is one of the several names of the writing group I'm in with my friend Deacon McClendon and my longtime writing buddy Mark Phelps. Over the past 6 or 7 years, we've challenged each other and written piles of short stories, which we'll be sharing with you on our podcast. We may also do other things with the podcast. Nobody knows except the Jackalope. The first story is something I wrote, a tale about a bulldog with a strange problem, so sit back and listen to the tale of Gutterball. The children charged into the living room shouting, "Mom, Dad, Gutterball ate the Nintendo!" Gutterball, the dog that ate everything, had struck again. There wasn't a thing in the house he wouldn't try putting down. Brushes, shoes, and books all found their way into the bottomless pit that was Gutterball's stomach. When the children went to school and told the teacher, "The dog ate our homework," they weren't trying to get out of trouble. They were telling the God's honest truth. If his jaw could have unhinged like a snake's, basketballs, televisions, and plant pots would all have cause for alarm. He was a 45-pound eating machine, a black hole on 4 stubby legs. In the rec room, the Nintendo lay in pieces on the floor as Gutterball worked on the game's controller. The game cartridge was nowhere to be found, probably resting soundly in the belly of the hungry bulldog. "You all know the drill," Dad said. As if rehearsed, the family each did their duty. The children cleaned up the mess, Mom called the vet, and Dad stared at the best dog ever. "You know something, buddy," he said, looking at a piece of gray plastic wedged between Gutterball's bottom front teeth. "One day you'll meet your match, and there'll be nothing any of us can do for you." The vet showed them the x-rays. After many emergency trips to the vet, they were able to assess the situation for themselves, but allowed the vet to speak. "As you can see here, the pieces are all small and should pass through just fine," the vet said. "He's definitely passed worse." This was true. Glass, chemicals, twigs, and mittens all made the journey from one end of Gutterball's digestive tract to the other. The vet pointed to a possible problem. "This piece has me concerned, however." He pointed to a particularly sharp shard. "Keep an eye on him. If he shows any signs of discomfort, we may have to go in." As many times as the vet had to go in, evolution should have equipped Gutterball with a zipper for easy access to his insides. On the ride home, Dad was lost in thought, searching for some solution to Gutterball's problem. "Maybe he's just lonely," he said. "Maybe we should get a puppy." "He'd eat that too," Mom said. The family had to just accept that late-night visits to the vet would be part of their lives until Gutterball's dying day, which came that Thanksgiving. A towel put Gutterball down for the count. Somebody used it to wipe turkey grease from the counter and then set the towel on a chair within the dog's reach. To Gutterball, it wasn't a towel. It was a giant piece of blue terry cloth turkey skin waiting to be consumed. Finding a vet on Thanksgiving at the very moment most families are sitting down to dinner was as likely as Gutterball simply being content with a bowl of Alpo. They buried poor Gutterball the next day. The family stood at the grave, talking about old times. "Remember when he ate all the shoes?" the oldest said. For a short time, Mom thought it would be nice to have guests take their shoes off when entering the house and leave them near the front door. That all stopped the evening of a dinner party when Gutterball was found atop a mound of colorful canvas and leather. He was the self-proclaimed king of the mountain of shredded footwear, and Dad pulled shoelaces from Gutter's butt for days. "Remember when he ate my gloves? Remember that time he ate the fork? Remember that time he put down the power strip?" So many memories, they could have stood beside the grave for weeks, recalling all the things the bulldog swallowed in his time. The children walked ahead as Mom and Dad lagged behind. "You okay?" she said. Dad choked back tears. "I love that damn dog." She put her arm around him. "I know, so did I." The following day, the children charged into the living room, shouting, "Mom, Dad, Gutterball's gone!" "I know," Dad said. "We talked about this last night. Unfortunately, guys, living things eventually have to die." "No," the youngest said. "His grave is empty." The family rushed to the site, far at the back end of the property. They stood before a gaping hole as the first snow of the year began to fall. "Maybe another dog dug him up," the oldest said. "I think it was a bear," said the youngest. "Do you think it was a bear, Daddy?" "I don't know," Dad said. "Why don't you two go back to the house and put on something warmer?" The children raced back to the house, leaving a trail in the snow. Mom and Dad stared at the empty hole in the ground where just the day before they buried Gutterball with the wishbone from the Thanksgiving turkey. It's kind of ironic after all that dog ate that something dug him up, hauled him off, and probably ate him in the end, Mom said. "Yeah," said Dad, not really listening. He looked to the woods, refusing to believe that was Gutterball's fate. Instead, he imagined his best friend ate his way free from the cold earth and set off to devour the world. Well, I hope you enjoyed the first episode of the Jackalope Preservation Society podcast. The music accompanying this podcast was by Ergo Fizmiz and his orchestra, a song called My Special Party. This song is released under a Creative Commons license, and if you visit the episode credits, you can get more information, and be sure to visit ergofizmiz.net. That's ergophizmiz.net. And speaking about Creative Commons licenses, Gutterball and the Jackalope Preservation Society podcast are released under a Creative Commons license. You're free to copy, share, and transmit this work, but please credit Christopher Grunland and the Jackalope Preservation Society. For more information about me and what I do, please visit thejugglingwriter.com or christophergrunland.com. And that's Christopher, GRONLUND.com. And also visit the Jackalope Preservation blog, even though we hardly ever update it. It's at jackalopeps.wordpress.com. And another reminder, you can visit the episode credits for all of these web addresses. Next time on the Jackalope Preservation Society podcast, Mark reads a story he wrote about the zombie apocalypse, unlike any zombie story you've ever read or heard. Listen soon for Mark reading The Drop-Off. Thanks again for listening. The jackalope has returned to its burrow. It's safe again to wander the fields.